From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Tonight, the Fox Business Network plans to air a special on Carlsbad's salt production, bringing famed former host of Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe, and his new show, How America Works, to the local United Salt facility. The show is shot across the country to feature various trades, their workers, and local host communities. The show will air at 6 p.m. tonight, that's Mountain Time here in New Mexico. The city of Eunice was at first waiting on becoming a partner with the Lee County Communications Authority to run its dispatch operations. Then the county proposed absorbing all the cost. Eunice Mayor Billy Hobbs said that was the game changer.
At first, you know, I was kind of looking at it, but after I went and visited and visited with the dispatchers and stuff, I know it'd be a good deal for everybody. So when the county came back and said it wouldn't cost us any money, man, that's even saves the city more. I think it would be a good deal for everybody, the citizens and everybody else.
The council will vote on the matter at its next meeting on December 13th. Former State Senator Tim Jennings of Roswell announced that he will be running for the seat for the mayorship of the city of Roswell. He made his announcement at the Chavez County Courthouse and told a crowd of about 50 people that he wants to boost economic growth, hire more police officers, and improve city services. And that's among other issues facing the city. Jennings will face two-time incumbent Dennis Kentai, who will run for a third term for the mayor of the city of Roswell. Hundreds of parade-goers attended the Veterans Parade in Hobbs on Saturday. Angel Martinez, the VFW District 7 president, was just overwhelmed by the turnout.
I was so amazed. I was so happy, especially after the pandemic and we weren't allowed to have one last year. Mm-hmm. The number of turnout that we had for this year was so amazing.
Cheryl Allen, the committee chair for Troop 97, entered a float to teach the scouts of about patriotism.
Being able to teach the Cub Scouts and the scouts in the troop about citizenship and that we really need to remember our veterans and to be thankful for their service.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Ayres.